At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
Okay, it is Dom time. So we told you about the announcement around COVID, healthy children, healthy pregnant women, et cetera. No more COVID recommendation, no more vaccine, booster shots, further clinical trials before there be any of that. And I'm looking at the Inquirer. They interviewed people over at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Now, my bias going into this, before they even said anything, they argue that pregnant people, right there, pregnant people. I don't know if the Inquirer said that or Children's Hospital of Philadelphia said it. Pregnant people, rather than pregnant women in particular, have a higher risk of dying from COVID because their blood volume is higher and their immune system slightly suppressed during pregnancy. And CHOP still sees children in its emergency department with severe COVID. Ah, my goodness. About pregnant people. That's one. Also, my bias is this. Children's Hospital in Philadelphia is one of the greatest disappointments to me in the top five. You know, we've done shows on these disappointing, side question I think we've done. Because they were world-class. Remember when that little girl out in Delaware County could not live without getting a lung, and the Clinton administration, or no, it wasn't Clinton, it was under Obamacare, and it was Sebelius sitting there saying, well, they couldn't get to it, so they couldn't downsize the lung from adult to fit her, et cetera, and she's dying. Remember the savagery of that back and forth. She's alive today because of Children's Hospital and the judge that said, if they say it, okay. How in the world then have they been taken over to still do gender-affirming surgeries and the like? You're going to look back on this Children's Hospital, if there's any shame left, and realize how shameful this is. And I just can't support them in almost anything now, simply because of that fact. It's so repellent. So out of kilter to the science and just rationality, I can't. So here they go and the Inquirer with pregnant people and the argument that women, pregnant women, have a blood volume is higher and their immune system, they say, slightly suppressed during pregnancy. I wonder what's happening in doctors' offices across the country. They also take shots at RFK Jr. on this. And I wonder what they're advising women to do in this situation. And I can't imagine people paying attention to the news, unless there's some underlying condition specific to that woman, that they're going to err on the side of saying, oh yeah, let's get the COVID vaccine. I don't see it happening. And I think that Kennedy's on solid ground with this, just like he is with processed food. That doesn't mean I'm going to sign off on everything as we go down this path. There are some people that are excessive. Let's go after the farmers. Some of these MAHA people are excessive, too. And we're going to call them out when I see it that way. Dr. Marty is the one leading the charge with this, though, of implementing this. And, you know, we have the ultimate faith in Dr. Marty McCarry. So we're still have not had a reckoning around COVID. And as a result of this, these battles are still going to be fought. And we still have not had a reckoning. I mean, let's face facts. I want the Trump administration to move forthwith. No more delay. I don't want this clown to beat females and be crowned the champion in California. I mean, if this were happening near me in Pennsylvania, I'd have to come up with an award like a crown or something to give to whoever the female was that comes in second place. The Trump administration trying to egg on some of the officials to say, don't officiate this. Stop it. They need more backbone. They need something to be done. They literally have to make an example. You're not going to continue to do this. I think the country would rally to it. The other side would go nuts. They would even politically more damage themselves. And Children's Hospital is just, when you go down that path, I don't know who it is there, how they did it. To me, you've destroyed your credibility. I can't see you as credible if you're still doing surgeries and going down this path after that study that was suppressed that refutes all of their bases for continuing to do this. So are you correct here against RFK Jr. given this, or haven't we seen your bias already? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. By the way, the FBI, so much stuff, we kind of broad brush past some of it. It was Dan Bongino. They are going to get back to figuring out the cocaine in the White House.
Hey, good.
Yeah, I mean, people get upset and, you know, you go to an appearance and say, Dom, did you ever hear anything? People want to know what the heck happened here. The other, the Dobbs leak. Who is it that leaked that the Supreme Court was going to go the way of Dobbs and overturn Roe v. Wade? Because that person triggered almost getting some Supreme Court justices killed, if you remember. Who did it? And if John Roberts is covering it up and can be criminally charge him. We need to not lose the trail on these things. Now, I don't believe that Kash Patel and Dan Bongino are covering up Epstein. I just don't. Dan Bongino and Kash Patel.
Why not release it?
Well, I think they did release. Oh, the full. Yeah, I'd be in favor of that. Yeah, but tell me that Dan Bongino, people like that, you think they're in on it toward what purpose? What is it that would make them? Remember, Bongino wants to go back and it's. Can he go back and talk radio if he's involved in a cover up of Epstein? I don't think so.
Look, from what that clip we played a few weeks ago about him and both of them talking about Epstein, they very both specifically said nothing they read in the files would indicate any foul play or anything like that. They have no idea. They don't know what happened because they weren't in power when that, you know, that incident happened. Anyone can fudge a report.
Well, I think I want to go back and hear exactly explicitly. I think they were asked about that afterwards. So you're saying they've just said something.
They both said, like Bongino included. Right. He's like, read
Why
the report.
Would they avoid
There's
it?
Without a shadow of a doubt.
Why?
Because they don't have to. They don't have to. It's not their problem.
I'd go a step further. I think because Trump might be involved.
sure.
Dan, you're right.
Dan's on a heater today.
Why Bongino? Why Cash go so hard? And Bonnie saying we're going to release the files and then just say, nothing
Bondi
to see here.
Bondi was the one on that. Okay.
I see nothing.
The answer to this with Trump is this. Do you really think they've charged him with essentially what is a minor crime, a misdemeanor in New York, and got him on, 54, whatever the number was, of felony counts through the situation before the election, that they would let this pass if there was some Trump connection with Epstein that they could at least tease out and do something with? I think in New York, they would have gone for it. I know if I were on the other side and advising them, that's exactly what I would do.
So I think this is so monumental that there's a fear of not only Trump being involved, but the way that economies may collapse because of the people that are involved in this type of scandal and the stocks that might, you know, go through the ground if it comes out that a CEO from a certain company is involved with, Epstein Island. I think there's a lot of fear there as to what will happen if they release this, but just release the damn things, especially after going out there and saying that's what you were going to do.
All right, 855-839-1210. It's really wild conspiracy day here. All right, so Cash Patel and Bongino, who wants to go back to talk radio definitely after this, you get caught covering up Epstein. Now, Pam Bondi is the one that said she was coming out with it and then didn't fully do it. And Henry's point seems to be, well, they're saying some kind of language that allows them to say that I know nothing, I saw nothing.
I believe they don't know anything, but they're not reading between the lines on those documents.
Yeah, but there's other documents here. There's documents not just of FBI files, of the cause of death, how he was found, who said what, under oath. So it's not that you can fudge this totally. There are positionings, there are medical things that would go into a suicide versus being killed.
I'm sure you could easily just lie about them. I mean, look, I respect the oath, but who's to say that all these people do as well?
Okay. All right. So is Epstein something gnawing? Yes. I think at the Politics and Pints we had, several people asked about it one way or another, that people want it cleared up. These are people, I hear the arguments, but Patel and Bongino, if you don't trust them, Pam Bondi in this, I don't think this is going to go away easily. I don't know what development will happen to flesh it out a little bit more, but something will happen.
I can tie everything together of my
frustrations.
No, I just, we were talking about classism and income inequality before, and I truly think that the elites know that if they expose what happened with Epstein, it's the thread that will completely unfurl the world that we find ourselves in, where the elite have so much power compared to just our standard public people.
Oh, boy. All right.
I'm in with that.
Okay, yeah. Well, the bottom line is, though, people don't think quite that way. They think they can get at somebody.
That's why Trump's so popular, because he was calling attention to that, but now he's gone 180 on it.
I don't think he said anything. That's true. He hasn't been championing and saying, what about Epstein, though? Is there enough public demand on this, or is it a more back burner? 855-839-1210. You can get in. All right, I'm coming to you on the side question. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, today you're playing for a four-pack of tickets to see the Reading Phillies versus New Hampshire Fisher Cats at First Energy Stadium in Reading, Pennsylvania on Thursday, June 12th. For tickets, visit readingphillies.com.
Yeah, Dom, so today we're talking that all-time side character on a sitcom here.
That's right.
One of the all-time most, critically acclaimed sitcoms is none other than Seinfeld. And in Seinfeld, there's a very famous scene where George is avoiding a girlfriend, and he changes his answering machine to be very annoying so she'll stop calling him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to play that clip for you in just a second here. What I want to know is that which song is George parodying? Am I saying that right? Parodying.
Right.
Which TV show is this song from? What is the theme of? All right, so let me play you George's version.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
I must be out or I pick up the phone.
Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
All right. So a parody of that, George.
George is parodying very famous TV show theme. I want to know that original TV show. I don't want to know the name of the song. I want to know the TV show in which that song originated from.
All right, hit us with that. You're off to see the Reading Phillies. You get in at 855-839-1210, AT&T. And Verizon Wireless, just push pound 12.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
It's Dom Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, let's hear the clue. We're looking for the name of the TV show.
George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep. I must be out or I'd pick up the phone. Where could I be?
All right, that's the name of the TV show that is the theme song from. Let's go to Jason in Clarksboro. Jason, what's the TV show?
The Greatest American Hero.
All righty, Jason, well played. You are a winner. Enjoy the Reading Phillies. Anything more on that?
No. You know, it was on the other day, and I thought about it today. So it was
It fits. Yeah, it's a classic, one of George's best. Okay, it's 855-839-1210. You get in. Amazing. We saw how the media didn't care about Joe Biden and the cover-up. And we have a presidential candidate. I would argue he's probably their leading presidential candidate as governor of Pennsylvania. And the media here locally cannot get enough to lionize Josh Shapiro. But Penn Live asked the question, there was $600,000 of upgrades by taxpayers for security, according to receipts. This is Lancaster Online, I apologize, LNP, through a public records request that were put into place prior to that maniac going over the wall. So they want to know, why with $600,000 put in before that, did they have such difficulty in stopping Cody Ballmer? Not just stopping him, even after the act stopping him, he got out of there, right? How did he evade them, get in there, and then evade them again? While inside the criminal complaint filed in the cases, Ballmer set the room on fire with two beer bottles filled with gasoline, etc. So how in the world does Josh Shapiro just say, never mind, I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to give you any knowledge, in the phony excuse of, well, that would compromise our security improvements here. Now, Josh Shapiro doesn't want to do this because he doesn't want any attention turned to Ballmer's motivation, which was he hates Jews, Gaza, Israel, the TikTok stuff, the whole thing. He doesn't want to remind Democrats of that. Even though he takes credit, and rightfully so, for a principled stand on that in other venues. And yet the media seems to have lost interest. How in the world does a guy get in there, do this, and evade them? And good for the Lancaster people, ferreting out, they had already put in $600,000 of security improvements. Is it the Keystone cops there? Look, I'm going to call them as I see them. Even if cops are involved, and I don't understand what the heck they did there. But again, he wants to, he squeezed every bit of juice he could out of this. He got a lot of national publicity, et cetera, yada, yada, yada. And yet doesn't want to answer fundamental questions about all that money spent, answers on how he got in, got away, his motivation. Let's just move on. So in any way, shape, or form, this guy has to be stopped in the upcoming governor's race by a candidate who can make the case that he's gotten away with murder when it comes to the media. And I think you're not going to see a stooge like Doug Mastriano. I like Stacey Garrity a lot, the Treasury Secretary, the Treasurer, military background. She appeals to rural Pennsylvania. The only thing she has to do is do more and get her name out here in the ensuing year or so in the Philadelphia area. That's what I think she's got to concentrate on, suburban, et cetera. And I think she was the all-time leading vote getter, set that record the last time. I've interviewed her for a school choice thing I'm working on. I'm impressed with her. This is not going to be easy, though. Because I have not seen a public figure in Pennsylvania get quite the media look the other way. Oh, that's Josh. And just call him Josh as if this is their golden guy here. This is just another example of what he gets away with. They don't want to talk about it. You put in $600,000. This maniac is able to do that. Because it starts to lead toward what drove the maniac to do this. And Shapiro wants to use that in certain venues, but doesn't want it out there publicly because Democrats don't like that. All right. By the way, I mentioned COVID and Children's Hospital and the reaction of what Kennedy did. Tulsi Gabbard, just in the last couple of days, has released documents around Americans who opposed COVID-19 vaccination and mask mandates. The Biden administration labeled them as domestic violent extremists. They actually called them DVEs. The report from Gabbard claims that the anti-government or anti-authority violent extremists, specifically militias, characterize COVID-19 vaccine and mask mandates as evidence of government overreach. a sweeping range of COVID narratives, the report states, have resonated with DVDs motivated by QAnon. So if you were somebody speaking out about this, that's how you were going to be labeled. If you were over in Bucks County and you were a brilliant guy wanting to open up schools, Dr. David Damsker, they just put you in the basement. I really, you know, the other counties I've come to live with, the Montgomery County's gone. It's little Philadelphia. Delaware County, the Republican Party didn't meet people's needs. So they have a bunch of radicals in there now. But Bucks County seems to, I mean, Trump won there the last time. How is it these people would vote for Morsegli and Bob Harve, Harve DeGrasse Harvey, and put them up for Congress this time around? It's going to be quite an election for DA and sheriff there to see where Bucks County goes. It would seem to me it's the one suburb where you can still win. All right. Coming up, we'll talk with Scott Presler, get an update from him. I know he had a big training with his New Jersey group today. We still have to wait. The torture. Jack Cittarelli is going to be the nominee. And thank God for that. Not the other guy who just is beyond that. There's support for Spadia there that is fairly significant. And I think it's going to be Mikey Sherrill on the other side. We talked about her today, $7 million stock transfers between she and the husband. I think since she's been in Congress, and she has no sense of how that happened. Classic. Richard in Somerdale's next. He's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Richard, afternoon.
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good, Richard.
Okay. I was got a few subjects here you were talking about that I was interested in. Springsteen. For about 3 or 4 years, I lived in the Asbury Park area, and which he were when he first got started up there. And personally, I wouldn't walk across the street to see him play. So, you know, he has I have no interest in him whatsoever. Then the other thing, with the Democratic candidates for governor here in New Jersey, there's so many of them up in the north that they may split the vote and give it to Steve Sweeney, who's the only South Jersey politician that's involved in the race.
I hear the theory, and it's a sound theory. I think it's doubtful, though. I don't see him doing that well here. They want somebody more radical.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. South Jersey, though, is a more conservative area. So with them splitting the vote up in the north, it's a possibility, I think. But, yeah, we'll see. Anyway, for the question of the day, my person is Art Carney, who played Ed Norton. And he was the original second banana back in the 1950s when these situation comedies first got started. And, Ed Norton was his foil. Whether the straight man or straight person was Alice, but Ed was the one who was second place there, the second banana.
Good choice. Art Carney is an all-timer. He's almost in the level of the star of the show and in it all over the place. All right, that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that all-time great supporting character in honor of Norm of Cheers. I'm not sure if we got one that's taken us, wow, that's the one, but you can hit us with that. Scott Presler now, once the primary's over, I think you'll see even more movement in Jersey. It'll be solidified behind one person, and I think it will be Jack Cittarelli, and I hope it is Jack Cittarelli. And I think he should be the slight favorite against whoever the Democrat is, at least based upon what Trump did there. And if that's not the case, then Jersey still has a long way to go. This should be a very tough race, though. I mean, it's still Jersey. They elected Phil Murphy twice. All right, AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is just push #1210. Scott Presler next with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates. From all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
All right, welcome in, Dom Giordano Show. Mayor Ernie Triano says no problems over the weekend. Three things. Police did an outstanding job. We had a lot of them. Parental responsibility. I think there's a $1,000 fine. You just can't let your kid go there and go, wow, we're coming after you as parents. And two cops on horseback on the boardwalk. I don't remember the last time I saw cops on a horseback on the boardwalk. If you've ever been around the horse thing, I've seen it a couple of events. People move away.
After, Scott, I'll have to read your Reddit post in which a Redditor suggested that it was similar to a police state.
That's where we're going. Get Mayor Ernie on tomorrow, Dan.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, well, the only thing I worry about horses is the obvious. Now, Scott's got more country background than I do, but, you know, the obvious, you don't want to be near the horse for other reasons.
Poop patrol.
Yeah, the poop patrol. Scott Presler with us. Hey, Scott, welcome in.
Hey, Dom. I have to tell you, I'm feeling so good, and I just wanted to start off our segment by saying that I've achieved a personal victory, and in the past 2 months, I've actually gotten down 20 pounds, and so I'm so ready for the summer.
Wait,
I'm ready
for voter registration. Wait a minute. You were in perfect condition. What the heck are you doing here?
You're going to lose 20
pounds. Wow. What's the Presler diet exercise program? What are you doing?
Well, you know, over the winter time, you things slow down a little bit. So just, you know, I wasn't happy with my personal performance, and I said I'm gonna make a change. I'm gonna do something about it. And gosh, I mean, I have to fit in with all the bennies at the Jersey Shore this summer, so it's like I have to look good.
Well, we're waiting for you. We're waiting for the Presler Blitz at the Jersey Shore. Without a doubt, Scott. Now, even you couldn't be registering voters, though, at Seaside Heights. I mean, they had the FBI, SWAT, and everything else there. But the Wildwood Boardwalk, you could.
Well, actually, Seaside, I just got off the phone with my team right before the Dom Giordano show, 1210 Talk Radio, every Monday. We did our phone call today at 2 for Jersey, and we just got into Seaside. And so on the 8th of June, we're going to be out there registering voters on the boardwalk. So you'll find us throughout the boardwalk, from Atlantic to Ocean to Cape May, Wildwood. We're going to do everything.
I remember you had, do you have that location on the Wildwood Boardwalk? We talked about you had somebody who was very friendly to it.
Well, apparently there's a one location, they're already down for it, but we have another location. I do believe there's a MAGA or a Trump store on the Seaside Boardwalk.
Okay.
And so I do encourage people, please support that business. Please purchase from that business. And on the 8th, I'll have more details to release to you as we get them.
Absolutely. So in Jersey, we're, you know, waiting for the primary, I guess, Scott, but already you have people out there ready to go. How's it going in New Jersey? What's it looking like so far?
Well, I will have more data for you on June 1st or 2nd. So give me just a few more days and I'll have updated data. But our Jersey team, let me tell you, we've got some great people. And we're doing all 21 counties. You know, I want to reiterate, some people might say, Scott, just go to Camden or just go to Essex or Hudson or Bergen County. And yes, while we are there, we're in Middlesex. We're in Mercer. We're in all of the southern Jersey Shore counties. We're in Warren and Sussex. And we're reaching out to non-traditional voting blocks as well. Yes, we want our beautiful white working class, but we're reaching out to the Hispanic community over in Passaic. We love Anthony, who is with Gun for Hire, of that great gun store in Passaic County. And we were just at Lakewood, and we go to the We Shoot gun store, courting the beautiful Orthodox Jewish community.
Wait a minute, so I pictured it. We Shoot in the Orthodox Jewish beautiful community, yes. As you said.
No, I'm serious. Because, well, think about it. If you're any American, we deserve the right to our Second Amendment. But especially in a minority community that is kind of being targeted nowadays, you know, you have a lot of these really rabid Palestinian activists, if you want to call them that, that are really targeting the Jewish community. And so from just listening and learning and shutting my trap and opening my ears, some of these communities, like the Orthodox, they're like, no, we want to protect ourselves, protect our families. And the Second Amendment is critical and paramount to us being able to thrive here in the United States. And I think that's going to be a really big issue going into this November and beyond.
Now, we're on the cusp of this. Last week, we had the primary with Krasner, Scott, and I guess people can't switch back maybe that quickly. What are we seeing in Pennsylvania?
Well, they can switch. So what usually happens is the data remains largely unchanged. We didn't get it yesterday because of Memorial Day. And we got the data today, remains largely unchanged. I think like 12 people switched on both sides. And part of what happens is after a big election, they have canvassing and the elections offices have to go over all the data. So I'll probably be able to give you new data next week when we do your show on Monday. And so I ask every single person, I'm courting you right now. If you switch to Democrat to vote for Judge Pat Dugan in the Democrat primary on May 20th, I ask you, please switch back to Republican. Go to go to vote.pa.gov. Please switch over today. And you might say to yourself, Scott, Dom, you know, why would I switch after a primary? Well, just remember, the numbers are very helpful for us to be able to know which voters to contact in order to continue to have wins in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And ultimately, if you want more dollars and if you want more conservative donors to flow into your Commonwealth and help give our chances to support our president, President Trump, then please, I court you, I ask you, switch back to Republican, vote.pa.gov. And Dom, we got a list, a member of my team in Philadelphia got a list of every person that switched going into the May 20th primary, and we are actively reaching out to those people to get them to switch back to Republican as well.
added motivation for you, not that you need any, too. We need that push, too, to let Judge Dugan see, who I'm told, Scott, is better than 50-50, that he is going to switch to Republican and run against Krasner. We want to push that. If we get that, he has a reasonable chance to win.
Well, and let me be the first to say it right now. I don't know if Judge Dugan is listening. We welcome you. We welcome anyone that wants safe streets. We want anyone that wants to protect businesses so that CVS and Wawa don't have to close down because of crime and homelessness and unsafe streets. We welcome anybody that is going to put the people of Philadelphia first and that is going to create a thriving atmosphere that we can have families that want to move into Philadelphia and want to create a good life for themselves. So if Judge Pat Dugan switches to Republican, I will put my full support behind him and helping him to achieve victory this November. And I will do whatever I can should he choose to join us and run for that position.
That is excellent. We will spread that word, Scott, because having you involved in that, that would be, to me, just I couldn't celebrate enough to see Krasner and safety taken out here. So, Scott, where do we go if we want to help fundraising, volunteer? Everything is in motion, Pennsylvania, New Jersey right now. Where do people go?
Well, please, let's do something a little bit different today. I'd like you to email me. I want to see how many people listen to me on Dom's show. I want to see how many people are engaged, are active. Send me an email. I've got some time today. I will work on your emails right away. If you are really committed to helping create a red commonwealth, I'd like you to personally email me. It goes to me. Email Scott@earlyvoteaction.com. Scott@earlyvoteaction.com. And when you email me, say your first name, your last name, your cell phone, and what county you're in or what county that you want to help. And what I'll do is I'll spend my time today and I'll personally connect you to your respective member of my team that we can lock you in with Chester or Delaware or Philly or Berks or York or wherever you are in the Commonwealth. But I'd like to get a good gauge of how many people, you know, we're really influencing here at 1210 Talk Radio. So Scott, S-C-O-T-T, two T's, @earlyvoteaction.com, and we would love to have your help going into the summer to have a successful November.
Please. All right, Scott@earlyvoteaction.com. Let's get going on that. Scott, thank you, and we'll send people your way.
Thank you. Have a brilliant week, gentlemen, and thank you as always for having me.
All right, Scott Presler here. So if you want to just directly go there, you're interested in this, just want to be in touch with somebody in your area, you don't have to commit to just by emailing him. Scott@earlyvoteaction.com. That's the way to go. Hope to get him down the shore at Mulligan's when we're there on the 20th. We're working on that among other great people that are going to be there. So mark that day on your calendar, June 20th, Mulligan's Dom Day. And we hope to have the polygraph guy there too, among other things. I don't know about that 300-yard dash, three football fields that Pat Malloy was talking about.
You going to clinch, Tom?
Well, yeah, that's right, from Dawn, the sphincter stuff. I just know, Dan, that I have an 87 seconds, I wrote it down, to finish that.
Wait.
You only have about...
87 seconds to finish what?
The 300-yard dash.
Oh, I thought we were talking about clinching the sphincter.
No, you only have somewhere...
have 87 seconds to clinch that sphincter,
that's
Dan.
That's going
to
be tough. You have about 40 or so seconds in your age group, so I don't know about that.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I'm a slow individual.
Yeah, 80... Well, I was thinking of a law enforcement football throw or something like that, since he's going to bring some police chiefs with him. Fred Herron will be there. Linda Kearns is a lawyer, kind of in law enforcement. I went to law school,
yeah,
so there's that.
That qualifies.
Yeah, that qualifies. I'm sure we can get, the police chiefs of the area there. It'll be high profile and protected. All right. We got to get Mayor Ernie on tomorrow, though. Dan, on Reddit, what did they say?
Oh, there's a lot of pushback against the police on the boardwalk, particularly the police on the horses.
Right.
Wildwood Boardwalk from r/South Jersey. Mounted horses and a huge police presence. The social media posts from the predominantly MAGA local residents are extremely vocal about, quote, law and order. Almost every comment refers to the, quote, trash that comes to Wildwood, demanding arrests, fines, and jail time for the parents of teenagers who violate the 10 p.m. curfew. It always amazes me how the same people who post in support of J6 tourists are now calling for teenagers to be jailed and their parents held responsible for violating the curfew. The indicted mayor was called Trumpy during his first term, making it illegal to have sagging pants. The police state will definitely be interesting this summer.
Oh, God. Yeah, well, we know with Ernie, phony indictment there, you know, and we went through this. How in the world, when it's public knowledge that you're in the job and you're getting medical benefits, can they go after you? It's political. That's all. All right, so hopefully we'll have Ernie on the show tomorrow.
And to be fair, the comments are mixed. I mean, the top one says, all politics aside, last year's Memorial Day weekend at many of the shore towns was a complete S show.
Right.
Large groups of teens were coming out and causing fights, underage drinking, general rowdiness. The police were undermanned, and there was only so much they could do with minors, and the kids definitely knew it. Many of the shore towns simply aren't having it this year. That's why you're seeing this kind of response.
I think it's that, and thank God the weather. Well, I always went great. But the weather, if you remember last year, I remember at Mulligan's, it was like 80 degrees or something. Mm-hmm. At Farley. This year, it was not good, even though it turned out decent. When the weather's a little bit down, you don't have quite the type. Seaside Heights did, though. The FBI,
those
SWAT
videos
teams.
Are crazy.
Yeah, well, they're going to continue to do it because the police just cannot stop them from massing in the beginning. They're trying. They're trying to get Murphy to sign a bill that would help with that. He won't do it, though. So people should remember that. All right. 855-839-1210. Lightning round next. Hit us with that person supporting character in sitcom, the all-timer. Hit us next. Talk Radio 1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, supporting character, Lou and Roslyn on the Dom Show. Lou, good afternoon. Who do you have today?
Hey, I got the winner.
All right.
You ready?
Let's hear it. Yes.
All right. LaWanda Page playing Aunt Esther on arguably the funniest sitcom ever, Sanford and Son.
All right. Do you guys know that one? I'm not as much. The aunt thing throws me off a little bit.
Can't
you know?
Say I've seen the show now.
Okay, the aunt is still correct. Just
did like the gusto in which he gave that answer.
That's
so
right.
That's
yeah,
got
that's,
points.
Yes. Frank in South Philly. Frank, yours.
Hey, Don, thank you for taking me. I'm going to go with the Johnny Carson show, which would be Egg McMahon. Sidekick for years until they, closed up shop over there.
All right, thank you, Frank. We're doing sitcoms, though, with Norm, but okay. Yeah, that's a big answer, except we're sitcom-centric here. Phil in Delaware. Phil, who's yours?
Yeah, this is a couple years before your time, but the grandmother from Bewitched.
Agnes Moore?
Do you remember Bewitched?
Yeah, oh, sure. Elizabeth Montgomery. I think it's Agnes Moore played the mother. I don't know, the grandmother. All right, I think it's Agnes Moore he's talking about. Yeah, big character. Okay. Bill in Palmyra. Bill, who do you have?
Hi, Dom. Good show as usual. My answer is from the I Love Lucy show, the neighbors Fred and Ethel.
All right, the dual neighbors, yeah. And Lucy's still on somewhere in 42 iterations. It will survive everything. Lance in Springfield with Dom. Hi, Lance.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Good.
Well, no disrespect to the previous caller, but this guy is so big that he ended up going into movies. He started as a side character, took over the whole show. Michael J. Fox as Alex P. Keaton.
Yes.
Family Ties.
That's a big answer. He fits in that he did go on to movies. He was not the main thing. I'm not sure if the husband and wife were or whatever. He became it. The Earl of Tacony. Hello, Earl. Who do you have today?
My answer is going to be Lenny and Squiggy, the neighbors for Laverne and Shirley. While Laverne and Shirley were trying to get their lives together, Lenny and Squiggy were the agents of chaos. In fact, the characters were so popular, they weren't exact copies, but they played similar characters in the Kurt Russell movie Used Cars as Freddie and Eddie.
Ah, okay. When you go into a movie and you carry that forward, that's a vote in your favor. And Mike in Hamilton rounds things out with Mike, yours.
Tom, this guy could steal a scene just with his deadpan look. And that's Abe Vigoda as Fish on Barney Miller.
Yeah, not a lot of dialogue, just the persona and the character was iconic just for that. All right, Dan, you were going to interrupt us in the beginning, but I'm sure you got a couple choices. Who did you like?
Mine is just one, to be quite honest, and I hardly ever do that. But I got so many calls for Ed Norton / Art Carney today that right. The person that made it on today, Richard of Somerdale, with that answer, is my front runner.
Yeah, a little bit back in non-contemporary times, but Art Carney is the character that popped in so many different ways.
I had at least like five or six people
calling. I thought that's one I could have taken off. Henry, how about yours?
How about Scott and Mount Laurel with Arthur Spooner from King of Queens? And then I liked Lance and Springfield's answer of Alex P. Keaton.
Yeah, Alex versus... I got to go Art Carney on this one. So Art Carney goes into the hat, our second winner this week. Friday, just 3 days, 3 more shows. We'll pull out the winner and have a great prize for you, probably going off to Gallows. All right, tomorrow, Henry's gotten on this professor from St. Peter's College. If college or university, I'm not sure which
one it is. I think it's
university. University now. It went viral all over the place because he caught a kid cheating using AI, a female. And then when she apologizes, the kicker is she uses some chat AI device to write the apology. I'm going to see if I can get the exact apology. I didn't see it anywhere, but I'm looking for it from AI. Should they kick her out of the school? I say yes. I mean, it's one thing. She cheats using AI. Okay, strike one. The apology, though, using it again, you got to go. You got to go on that. There's got to be, why is this going viral? Because it's happening all over the place. They have detectors, but not easy to stop this. All right, so that's all tomorrow. Richie always next for 4 big hours. Thanks for listening today. We'll hope to talk with Mayor Ernie Triano. Horses on the boardwalk. What are they going to do in a place like Seaside Heights? FBI, SWAT teams. They're just overwhelmed. And why? You still have a mentality in Jersey that says, just let the kids be kids. Even though they're animals that are acting out here. I mean, there's no other way. Stabbings, etc. And when you have to put horses on the Jersey on Wildwood's boardwalk, it's a smart thing to do. All right. What will be the counter to that? We'll see. Follow on Twitter until tomorrow at Dom Show 1210 at Dom Show 1210. Rich next, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music. or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.